How to overcome anxiety. How always to be with Dhamma in the heart. I think one of the things with anxiety is is to this sense of, I mean, there's this loving kindness is a really important quality that counters anxiety, compassion, as anxiety is suffering. So this sense of compassionate response to anxiety. It's also a sense of because sometimes just a sense of generosity and giving, because sometimes like anxiety tends to sort of close and collapse, so then something like a generosity, a sense of giving, a sense of sharing, a sense of openness, those tend to expand that contraction around fear and anxiety. Another aspect of anxiety is just the how the mind, how the heart responds to uncertainty, and of course, uncertainty is the very nature of our existence. Anybody's existence, all of existence, it all is very uncertain. This is a corollary of they say one of the universal truths that the Buddha points to, universal characteristics is anicca, impermanence. And impermanence in the sense of inconstancy, change, but Ajahn Chah used to express anicca sometimes as uncertain, unsure, which I thought was really skillful, because when we think of impermanence, change, inconstancy, then just the habit of mind is that it tends to be, how do you say, projected outwards, it's sort of, or externalized or objectified. Like there is an objectified reality out there that is impermanent and changing. But how we experience it is, so internally in the heart is, well, this is unsure, this is uncertain. All this change is really not, I'm not sure what's going on. So then anxiety is can be a part of that. So that just that recognition of change and impermanence and uncertainty it's how things actually are. It's always been like this. And then bringing, say, like fear is, it proliferates when things aren't seen clearly. So that the more we're able to bring awareness and mindfulness and clarity and a kind of spacious knowing to things, then it clears out the space where fear and anxiety tends to lurk and proliferate. So just that bringing the cultivation of mindfulness and awareness in itself is a great antidote to anxiety. So that things like loving kindness, generosity, compassion. These are all, you know, they're all great counterpoints, and it's the ongoing. And even say a bit more fundamental is that that just in the talk that I gave of the purifying the very starting point of wholesome states, just the nature of wholesome qualities of mind. They will tend to counter, say, anxiety, fear. There's just that sense of the wholesome, skillful, bright states of well-being in and of themselves are a counterpoint to, say, to anxiety, to fear.